Jane Ira Bloom is one of a small but growing number of women making her mark as a jazz composer and instrumentalist. For the last 2 years, Bloom has won the Downbeat Critics Poll for soprano saxophonists deserving wider recognition. New York Times music critic Stephen Holden says Bloom has emerged as one of the most acclaimed players in a younger generation of jazz musicians who, instead of turning their back on electronic technology, are finding ways to use it in a creatively exploratory manner. NASA recently invited Bloom to participate in its documentary art program, and she's working on a composition inspired by last September's space shuttle launch. Bloom has a new album called Slalom. Most of the tracks are her original compositions and feature her playing with and without electronic processing.
You could say I'm an improvisational composer and a compositional player. Somehow I've always found that the most successful pieces for me have been when they have become one, when a listener really isn't aware where the writing stops and where the improvising begins. So for me it's a challenge, and I feel like it's a challenge for the players.
You play mostly your own compositions, but you also do some standards. On your new album, there's a couple of standards. Both of them are songs, really. I Loves You, Porgy, and If I Should Lose You. And I wonder what brings you back to songs, to good songs.
Well, it's a part of me. It's a part of my musical experience when I was growing up. I suppose when I pick a ballad to record, I feel pretty much like the piece has to mean something to me. You know, it might be the lyric, or it might be the melodic, you know, melodic ideas that are going on it, but it has to be something special, at least for me, to want to go about making my own version of it.
Soprano become your instrument?
Well, it's always hard to figure it out. When I look back on it, it seems almost as if the instrument chose me. I played alto like many saxophone players, but as I began to study the instrument, I spent a lot of time on it, and I started to find I could do things on it that I couldn't do on the other horns. Little by little, it sort of became my voice.
Lately, you've been using electronics with your soprano. You call it your gizmo. I don't really know what it is. Maybe you could explain it.
Well, the gizmo was one particular device I used. It was a prototype that we came up with. Basically, what I use is a very archaic system of effects boxes. This is definitely not state-of-the-art electronic equipment by any means, but it is stuff that it's an arrangement that I feel is honest, in that it's very, spontaneous and live-oriented, and there's no pre-programming or post-programming. What you hear is what you get, and what you hear on the record is what I actually do in real time in performance.
Do you like to use the electronics consistently through a piece, or use it for color at intervals within the piece?
All depends on the piece. Some pieces are built around an electronic idea. Other times, I'm very conscious of trying to make a blend between acoustic and electronic, and I think about that very consciously, like a composer would, how to make those two blend seamlessly, and I like rapid change, so I do trigger the sounds on and off a lot.
Thank you. women are still in the minority in the world of jazz instrumentalists. There's a growing number of women, but it's still far from equal, proportionately. Many of the men who I've interviewed, many of the male jazz musicians I've interviewed, have talked about how it was always easier to pick up girls if you were a musician. And a lot of men have even told me that they gave up drums because it took too long to put the drum kit away and all the women would be gone by then.
Yeah, I've heard that. I
was wondering if this is exactly the kind of thing that might make it a little difficult for a woman instrumentalist to be quickly accepted by a band that was comprised of men. Because, you know, if, especially when you're young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're a teenager in your 20s and, you know, picking up people is really on everybody's mind. A woman instrumentalist could be perceived as something that would get, somebody that would get in the way.
Well, you know, there's a certain aspect of what you're saying is true. And like you said, especially when you're young and you're trying to, make a musical statement. And trying to be rather pure in your musical interests. I almost don't know what to make of it because somehow I found my way through that. You're right; it does take time, and you have to be patient with people in their process of getting to know you, and especially getting to know your music. And probably being a woman has a part in that. And it probably has a lot more to do with sociology than it does with music, but more likely than not, it seems to have taken more time than I had ever thought it would to connect with those musicians. And I seem to think now, looking back at my small 10 years pursuing music in the professional realm, that perhaps the adversity and the difficulties that I had to deal with, on one hand, were actually strengthening. Because unlike most young saxophonists, when I began my career, I went off on a path that was rather unusual. I didn't see very many opportunities. The opportunities just didn't come. The phone didn't ring like I thought it was gonna. So it forced me into choosing the only choice I had, which was to be a leader and to figure out situations for myself, how to play, how to perform, how to record. I see that as an element in how I shaped my own career. So on the one hand, I have to look and see that there really were positive benefits from having to deal with a certain amount of challenge and sort of adversity in the environment. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And you know, in those times, if the phone isn't ringing and you're not getting offered dates, you don't really know for sure, I think, whether it's sexism or whether people genuinely aren't calling you for musical reasons. There's no empirical way of knowing these things.
No, it's a covert kind of discrimination. You'll never know. And musicians have an ability to be kind of single-minded about what it is that they do. And I have to admit, I'm probably like in that respect. Music was everything in my mind, and all these social ramifications really existed in the periphery. I'm not even sure how aware I was of half of it when I was going about doing what I was doing. I was just so impassioned with wanting to play mm-hmm. and wanting to do it that I had to become very creative about how I went about doing it.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
Soprano saxophonist Jane Ira Bloom. Her new album, Slalom, is on Columbia Records. This is Fresh Air.